This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Paul Edwards. When Rudolph Giuliani was mayor of New York City, he became famous for his wars against the homeless and the squeegee man, his crusades against prostitutes, itinerant street artists, and pushcart vendors. Some of those battles continue under what many describe as the gentler administration of Mayor Michael Bloomberg. And the current mayor is fighting against something else every New Yorker encounters. NPR's Margot Adler reports.
The noisy sounds of city life that you're hearing are typical for a busy street in one of the world's most populous cities. The only problem is it's almost 1 a.m. on a Saturday night, and this is Greenwich Village, a neighborhood with narrow streets, low buildings, and many apartments and homes, along with the stores, restaurants, and clubs that bring tourists here. This is one of the 24 locations designated by Mayor Michael Bloomberg's anti-noise campaign, Operation Silent Night, which began last month, what one tabloid described as the shush push. In announcing the campaign, Mayor Bloomberg noted that if you look at the complaints coming into the police department's quality of life hotline, the number one complaint
is not squeegee men, it's not prostitution, it's not drug dealing. Far and away, it is noise.
83% of the complaints this year are about noise, almost 100,000 complaints in the first 9 months of the year.
What are people complaining about? They're complaining about car horns, noise emanating from bars, clubs, and restaurants, music from personal stereos, automobile sound systems, and storefront speakers.
Some experts say the city is 6 times as noisy as it was 15 years ago. And so city officials went out with sound meters to measure noise in all boroughs and designated 24 high noise areas like this one in Greenwich Village. On a recent Saturday night with temperatures in the 30s, which lessened the crowds, Officer Waldhelm stood on a corner of Bleecker Street. Right now, he says the worst problem is honking horns as cars maneuver their way through the village's narrow streets. He can seize loud radios and ticket loud drivers.
Pull him over and we'll write him a summons for horn other than danger. It's a VTL violation.
How many a day do you do?
Not too many in this type of weather. Not too many. We'll probably get 10 to 12 tonight between all the police that are out here.
And police officers do seem to be swarming on every corner. In fact, in front of Kenny's Castaway, a local music venue, the bouncer at the door refuses to speak to me, telling me there's too much heat in the area. Amir Mahmoud manages a little clothing store, only steps away from where another police officer is talking to a driver who has rolled down his window.
Police just stopping the people who honk too much. They're doing those jobs, otherwise nothing happened.
In other words, they're going up to the cars?
Yeah.
Mahmoud believes, if anything, the street is too quiet tonight. He wishes there were more people.
Noisy, it means this is the life of this part. If it's noise, that's why people come down there. If you know noise, nobody come out. So I'm missing those things.
So in other words, noise is good for business.
Of course.
But noise is not merely irritating to some and exciting to others. Arlene Bonzaft is a member of the New York City Council on the Environment, specializing in noise. Noise is any unwanted sound, she says. It can be the whisper of a neighbor's television, as well as the jackhammer on the street. And every 10 decibel increase doubles the noise levels. Bonzaft says our modern society is awash in noise. 20 years ago, there were no car alarms or backup beeps.
We didn't have the amplification of music. The world on its own has become increasingly noisier.
Bonzaft says there have been more than a score of studies, including some she's done, that show noise can interfere with children's reading and learning. She says noise can lead to an increase in stress, high blood pressure, heart conditions. She says in non-industrialized societies, most of the elderly do not suffer hearing loss, whereas in our society, the New York-based League for the Hard of Hearing says every year more people of all ages fail hearing tests. Despite this, Bonzaft emphasizes she is not against all loud sounds.
I think that New Yorkers recognize that on New Year's Eve, we want excitement on Times Square. I think Mayor Bloomberg's initiative in trying to lessen the din in the city is not to eliminate the vibrant, exciting sounds of the city, but to recognize that when people come home in the evening, they want some peace and quiet.
Vincent LaPadula, senior advisor to Mayor Bloomberg, says this is only phase one of Operation Silent Night.
We want to measure our success, and what we'll do is we'll go in there with decibel readers again and measure and see if we've actually made improvements. And if we haven't, we'll go back and have significantly more enforcement.
The mayor is promising to make New York the quietest big city in the country. But with helicopters overhead, with beepers and horns, the construction on the ground, this may be a harder battle to win than making New York the safest big city in the country. Margo Adler, NPR News, New York.